managing director. And Michael, I was looking at some of your notes here. You mentioned the comp beat at 12.7%, much bigger than Walmart's 9.2%. But you say the blemish is gross margins, which were down big to 28% from 30.6%, 260 basis point drop in gross margins. Pretty big there.
Yeah, and I think what we're seeing directionally, at least similar to Walmart, some of these basic retailers are doing what they need to do to get product into the store for consumers, but they're paying for that. And there's not as much pricing power in some of their basic items, grocery and food and the like, to offset it. So you're seeing some margin pressure in these basic retailers. Again, Target down a little bit more than Walmart, but both down year over year. Different, by the way, than Home Depot and Lowe's, where the margins looks a lot better.
Michael, how long do you anticipate these price pressures to last, particularly for, a Target or a Walmart? Obviously, they've got the cushion right now in place, but I guess the question moving forward here is at what point are they going to have to pass the price cost down to consumers?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're right now it's a balance. They're absorbing some of the costs themselves, and they are passing some through to consumers. But I think, as Walmart likes to say, they're going to hold prices low as long as possible. But that does imply at some point prices will go up. And they operate with their customers in mind, but they also operate with their shareholders in mind. So I think we won't see a lot of gross margin improvement in the coming quarters, but I think we might see a little bit less degradation as we move through, particularly because I think some of the supply chain costs are going to be most acute this quarter. Because this is the quarter where you really need to spend to get the product in for the holidays. So maybe a little bit less cost pressure in the coming quarters and a little bit more ability to pass the pricing through to consumers.
I just wanted to hone in on one of the potential risks that the company highlights, and you're also mentioning in your report here. The growth in online sales could impact margins. And this kind of takes an angle at the digitization of companies and their digital strategies, as well as the labor market.
Yeah, well, digital can put pressure on margins simply because of the cost to ship. So the more growth you have in digital, typically that can hurt, at least on the gross margin side. Although I will say that a lot of the companies have been offsetting that by moving more of that online business to things like buy online, pick up in store, and curbside pickup, which actually has really strong margins and certainly better margins than shipping to home. So for instance, Target today, they actually said that their digital, the mix towards digital actually was neutral to margins because the margins within the digital sales are getting better than they were because of that curbside pickup and buy online pickup in store.
Well, let's talk about another company you're watching very closely. That is Lowe's. Certainly, investors liking what they see. We saw it hit a new high in the session today. What's interesting to me is what they talked about in terms of the focus on home pros at a time when more and more people are sort of returning to work, moving away from the DIY projects. How big of a driver do you think this segment, if we're talking specifically about pros, that's going to be, and can they kind of pick up the slack in terms of the growth that we saw during the pandemic from these home improvement projects?
Well, that's exactly what we've seen. Lowe's pro business was up 16%. If you do some math there, that implies that their DIY business was down about 2%. Similar trends last quarter when the pro was up 20-ish, 23%, I believe, which implied DIY down a little bit. So the pro is definitely picking up the slack. We think that's the biggest opportunity for Lowe's. I think it's well understood that Lowe's lags Home Depot in terms of their pro penetration, but it is growing for them. And as they close that gap, we think that's going to be one of the biggest drivers to improving Lowe's sales productivity and then ultimately closing the profit gap versus Home Depot. In fact, I always find this interesting. We think the DIY sales per store between Home Depot and Lowe's is actually pretty similar. The biggest difference in sales per store really all comes down to the pro penetration.
And just kind of picking up on that, the do-it-yourself component, a lot of people are going back to work right now and they're not spending as much time at home. Is that contributing to some of the increases that we're seeing in the average ticket price?
Well, part of it, I think the pro you know, typically as your pro business grows, you do have, you know, more projects and a higher average ticket. So more people may be now redoing some a kitchen or something like that, which you weren't really doing a year ago because you didn't have, you couldn't find anyone to do it, or you didn't want to have contractors in your home. So that certainly helps with the increase in average ticket. I also think the home centers have a greater ability, certainly relative to a company like Walmart or even Target, to pass some of the inflationary pressures that they're feeling onto customers. So that helps increase the average ticket as well. And so I think we're seeing both of those. And again, both of those lead to better gross margins for the home centers relative to some more basic retailers.